Good evening, everybody. So nice to be here again with you all. We're on page 53A1, Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. But before we start that, we have to just review one small thing. And that was, we just read, the last thing we did, we read a braisa fairly quickly. And the main thing to look at is the word atodin, which is translated as atad bushes. He's not sure what it is. Footnote 28 discusses what it might be and what might not be. Anyway, it says that these are types of trees. So the atad is listed as a tree. We're going to ask on this particular point. Hatani Rabhaishya, the Gemara asks Akasha, Elohim mina dashrayim. These are types of herbs. Hakinaras ha-chelma v'hadimu v'hatad. So without looking at what the other ones are, the main thing to look at is that the atad is in the list. And you see it's considered a type of vegetable because, as you know, dashrayim are vegetables. So the Gemara says the answer is, and the translation, by the way, is the artichoke, the mallow, the demoa, and the atad. Okay. So the Gemara answers, Taman levracha of a kan leklayim. That is, you could have something which is, as far as klayim is concerned, it's a tree. But as far as the bracha is concerned, it's a bar pi adama or a bar mina dashrayim.
We have the same thing.
We have the same thing.
We have the same system.
It's a vegetable. My own definitions of a tomato is replanted every year.
It has seeds inside.
It's a different definition.
They use different criteria.
Okay. So we're going to see. Okay, let's see what it says over here. 6 and 7. So it says over here, Rapacious Brysa reflects the opinion of Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah over there, who distinguishes between fruits of the ground and greens. So fruits of the ground, like a cucumber, you make a bright piyadama. But greens, like lettuce, you make bari mine dashrayim. That's Rabbi Huda's sheet over there. So based on that distinction, the braisa classifies the species that it lists as greens upon which bari mine dashrayim is recited. But according to the rabbis who don't accept this distinction, they hold even the greens are bright piyadama. So then the brachas obviously would all be not but mini dashrayim, it would obviously be right piyadama. So number 7, the footnote says that the first braisa teaches us that the atad, being a perennial whose roots survive from year to year, is in essence a tree. So it's not climbing in the vineyard. The second braisa that says it's a tree, but you still say mini dashrayim, it's because why? Borei Priha Eitz is recited only on fruit for which the tree is primarily planted. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's got to be primarily planted for that purpose. The atad is planted for the sake of as a fence, not for the insignificant fruit. That's the bottom line on this. Okay, so that's important klal. When you have a tree that produces fruit, but that fruit is not what its primary function is, you won't make a ha'etz on that fruit. That seems to be the claw that we're going to get out of this Yerushalmi.
If you ate the bark?
I don't know.
Right, because licorice.
I don't know. Licorice is a tree?
It's not a root. It's a root, but the flavor comes from the branches.
Okay. Yeah, there's going to be different exceptions to all rules, but we're going to go with this for now. So what this says to us is the following. Esrog, if you have an esrog and you make a bracha or ha'etz on that, but al ha'tamaros, on its dates, which exactly what dates are exactly is not clear, but let's just use it loosely for the time being. So whatever that is, you're going to make a bar mitzvah dashrayim. So on the same tree, you're going to have certain things that grow on it, which are the primary purpose of the tree, which is obviously the esrog. And then there's going to be side fruits, which is not the primary purpose of the tree. And those you're going to make a bright piyadama on.
Is it like the caper, famous capers in Brooklyn? similar idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the caper bush is the next piece of Gemara, mm-hmm. our favorite thing. But over here in in footnote 9, he says that Rosh Cirilio understands tomorrows to be not dates, but to the young, soft, edible stems of an Esrog tree. In the month of Nisan, when the fruit is not weighed down, it stands straight and tall. And I guess the stem is edible. I don't know. I never heard of anyone eating it.
Is the reason why these cases involving a carom with an aris is different because of the myrosine, because we had before, because of the overhang component of it? Because normally you need to have either two rows, or you have to have a five or six, depending on how you remember, with a zonov. So why is this different over here with the wall? What am I missing?
Stewie, can I just ask you a question?
Yeah.
With all due respect, what in the world does that question have to do with what we're talking about? With all due respect, we're talking about fruit here and vegetables and what their classifications are. Your question doesn't seem to have anything to do with what we're talking about. I mean, just explain to me why you're asking this question now.
Uh-oh.
Could you do that for me?
Hurt his feelings.
No, I'm not. I don't mean you hurt anyone's feelings. I'm just trying to understand. I mean, okay, listen. As far as the aris is concerned, we're going to come to that in a minute. We aren't there yet. We'll be there in a second. So at Slav, going weiter, Slav, with regard to the caper bush, Beishamay Omrim, Beishamay says what? Kalayim Bekarim. They are Kalayim, meaning what? What's with this slough? The caper bush is perennial. What's perennial mean?
It comes back year after year.
It's not an annual.
Annual, you have to keep planting. Perennial, it comes back again and again.
The quarterback who wins every year is a perennial.
Oh boy, I knew we had to have some kind of sports reference here. We've avoided it till now, but after almost a year, we finally got a sports reference. Baruch Hashem. Perennials, with the plant regrowing each year from the same roots. Okay, it says it right there, okay? It says, you guys think you're so smart. It says it right there, all right? Beishamai classified as a yorok because of its diminutive size. What does that mean?
Small.
It's too small?
It's small. It's not off the ground.
Because the whole plant is small.
Right.
Oh, okay. So because it's so small, they consider it like a vegetable. Basil says no. Basil says, so obviously it would be climb in the carom. So Basil says no, in a climb the carom. And I don't know, the gears is all messed up over here, but whatever it is, it says it's not climb in the carom. Because why? He treats it like a tree, I guess, right? Basil holds, since the caper bush is perennial, it's a tree, even though it's small. Hakol maidim shul chai ba'arla. Both Beishamai and Beisil agree that what? That it, the first 3 years will be Aser B'Hanah, like Arla. And because everybody agrees it's a tree. Even Beishamai agrees it's a tree. And the Gemara Brachas, the Gemara, he brings down the footnote 15 and 36a. The Gemara asks Akasha, what's going on with Beishamai? Do they classify caper bush as a tree? Or as a yarek? If it's a tree, why is it subject to the law of Kalayim? If it's a yarek, why is it subject to the laws of Arla? Well, make up your mind. Which is it? So the Gemara answer is that Beishami themselves are mesupik. They don't know, is it a tree or is it a yarek, right? So they go l'chumran both ways. All right.
The category of bush, because it's in between the size, it's in between
trees. Yeah. You know how to go. So mesupik, he's going to go l'chumran both ways, especially in the Neraisa. Okay, now we're getting to the subject that I want to talk about a little bit. Tani Reb Chinina Bar Papa, Eshu Ola Megizo, the plant that grows from its stem. Min Elon, that's a tree. Misha Roshav, if it grows from its roots, Min Yorok, then it is a vegetable. So Frank the Gemara, what about cabbage? Hasivan Hare Krov, what about cabbage? Hare Ola Megizo, it grows from its stem. And everybody holds that cabbage is for sure a vegetable, right? So my answer is kandavadai. Here you're talking about something which is certainly, it's a certainty. So cabbages are vadai vegetables. So we don't have to look for simon. We know a cabbage is a vegetable. It's a funny answer. Kandavasafek, here it's when you're in doubt. So if you don't know whether something is classified as a vegetable or a fruit, so you use these simon, does it grow from the stem or not?
We have many of those today.
Because we've got all kinds of different
broccoli,
plants.
Cauliflower are the same thing. They grow from the stem.
Right. So now in the footnote, he has here a number 18. This is what, I mean, I didn't realize that he has so much extensive detail over here. But this is what I sent you yesterday to the group chat, you know, just to read to you what it says over there. If you have your WhatsApp, I sent you yesterday. It says, in the opinion of some Rishonim, any fruit which grows annually without being replanted is considered bright pri ha'etz. The fact that the roots remain from year to year is sufficient to consider the fruits of the plant pri ha'etz. Other Rishonim say no, that the stem itself must remain from year to year. Okay, so that's machlokas, the Rush against the Mordechai. Okay, the first opinion that the fact that it grows annually without being replanted, that it's considered a tree, that'll be the Rush. And the other shita that holds what? That it has to have a stem that remains, is the Mordechai.
That's why a pineapple is adama.
Okay, so now if you go to the next page, so it says over here, with time, the traditionally accepted practice means, I should go to the previous page, it's not such a clear print, the second page. So, in the opinion of some Rishonim, all fruits which grow on bushes, regardless of the fact that the shrub lasts from year to year, are not considered bright pri ha'etz. Although this opinion is not upheld by the Paiskim, okay, but with time, it's become the traditionally accepted practice. So the commonly accepted custom is to say ha'adama on all berries which grow on low bushes.
Like blueberries?
Perhaps these berries are not deemed sufficiently important to require a ha'etz. Although this custom is accepted, nevertheless is qualified with the following conditions. And we have three conditions here. One, the custom is essentially contrary to halacha. So if any particular place does not have a clear custom, you must go and say ha'etz on those berries. Two, if the bush is three tfachim high, which is about 11 inches, then the bush is considered a regular tree, and then we'll say ha'etz on such berries. And that would be a blueberry. So the practical application he has here is raspberries and blackberries. Raspberries
so
and black.
They would not be climbed in a...
If something is a tree, it is not climbed. That's correct. The raspberries and blackberries common today grow on a bush which lasts from year to year, is taller than 11 inches. For sure, it's going to be ha'etz. Blueberries. Early authorities maintain one recites ha'adama blueberries, but that was in those days they had shorter bushes. Nowadays, blueberries grow on taller bushes, so nowadays it is going to be ha'etz. Strawberries, they grow from year to year, but the stems do not survive the winter. So one should recite ha'adama. If you recited a ha'etz on a strawberry, you would not say another bracha and you would eat the strawberry. That's what it says over here. And the same thing would be true about bananas and pineapples. Some fruit trees have the appearance of trees. If you've ever seen a banana in Eretz Yisrael, they have them. They're huge. They're 10 feet to 12 feet tall. But guess what? They die off each year. A banana resembles a tree. It's not a tree. The trunk of the tree does not produce a second crop. It's destroyed each season. Bananas are therefore hadama. But since the roots produce a new tree, so it's just like strawberries. If you said ha'etz, you don't have to repeat the bracha. Pineapple is similar to the banana in this respect.
Because of the roots. Right.
Because of the roots. So anyway, that's all I wanted to bring down over here. This is important. Halacha l'maisa. I'm sorry, what did you say? Yeah. Louder.
Their minhag at the Seder was to use a banana for karpas to teach the grandchildren that a banana is a hadama.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I heard that. But I don't know how a banana tastes dipped in salt water. I just can't imagine it.
Chocolate, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
Yep.
Let's start the new parak. Ezehu Oris. So, how are we doing on time? Oh, we have 10 minutes. We have plenty of time. So it says here that sometimes they have a trellis upon which five straggling vines will constitute just to review again, we said this many times. Beis Shammai said one row of five vines is considered a kerem. Beis Hillel disagrees, it has to be two rows. But Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai if the five are leaning on a trellis or on a wall, then that's what we're going to read down right now. The Mishnah is telling me, Ezehu Oris Hanu, what's considered a vineyard, which we're going to call generically an Oris, which will require four Amis as a result of it being a vineyard. Hanotei Ashur Shal Chamesh Kfanim Etzan HaKadar Shul Gavaya Sarat Vachem. That we're now on the Gimel base.
The word Oris and Karam are interchangeable?
We're calling it an aris, but we mean a trellised vineyard. That's what he says in the introductory remarks. Third line in the introductory remarks. Aris, a trellised vineyard. Okay? So when we say aris, we mean what's considered a vineyard that's based on a trellis. That's if you have five gefanim in one row, which normally would not be a kerem, but because it's leaning on a wall, or what we're going to call a trellis, which is 10 tefachim tall. So that gives it a certain chashivas. Obetzad karitz shehu amuk hasar v'rochav abra. There's a ditch, and then you train the vines over the subsurface wall of the ditch. Nice and loud, dasi abramas, you get stalamas. Beishamay armim, moidin abramas me'ikar agfonim l'soda, that you measure the four amas from the base of the roots of the vine to the field. Basil says no. From the wall to the field. Now, just to illustrate this in the picture on the bottom left over here in note 4, you'll see the circles. Those are the five vines. Then one amma off the vine is a what? Is the wall? That's the trellis. Now, according to Basil, if the five vines were by themselves without the wall, they would not have a halacha like a kerem. But because there's a wall there, it does have a halacha like a kerem. As a result of the wall is what's requiring me the four amos of harchaka. So therefore, Beis Hillel, l'shitasam, hold that you'll measure the four amos from the wall, going to the left. You know, we're going west. It's a little bit, you know, I wouldn't have drawn it this way, but this is the way he's drawing it.
But these vines are like hanging over that wall.
The vines are hanging over the wall. He didn't draw it. It's a rough picture, which I don't think deserves a copyright. But as you see, Beis Shammai measures from the trellis, from the vine, because Eslishi Tossam, because Beis Shammai holds you don't need the wall to make it into a vineyard. It's the vines themselves that are a vineyard. So obviously that would be the right place to measure the four amas from. So it'll come out, according to Beis Hillel, L'chumra, right? It'll go out, it'll extend further out. The four amas will extend from the wall all the way out to the west. Whereas according to Beis Shammai, it'll be three amas beyond the wall. Okay. There's another way to learn this, I think it's the Rama, I'm not sure what it is, that learns that the opposite direction. They go the whole opposite direction, and then it comes out. Lakula, that Beis Hillel will be measuring from the wall going east rather than west. So if you just reverse the thing, you'll end up, in other words, Beis Hillel will be saying that you're going to measure Dalet Amos from the wall, even though Dalet Amos is only three Amos from the vine, but they hold that the vine by themselves would only be six Tvachim. It's only because of the wall, and therefore going east, it would be Kuladik. So some people prefer that shot because they like to have a solo kula. Okay, Amar Biyakim Manuri, Toyin Kola Imankach. Anybody who says this is making a mistake. This was not the Machlagas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Elo Em Yesh Dalet Amos Meikra Kfanim LaGoder. If you have four Amos from where the vines are growing to this fence, then nicely avadasar is area samaisa. Then you give it the work area, which is 6 tfachim, I think. Is that what that says? Yeah. In note 7, you see, after leaving each individual vine its work area of 6 tfachim, then you can plant the remainder between the vines and the wall. So again, so you have 6 vines, and you have a wall. How far away is the wall from the vines? So let's suppose it's 3 tfachim away. Right? If it was only 3 tfachim away, what Rabbi Yochanan ben Munuri is saying, you can't plant between the vines and the wall, because you need Dalet Amos. And if you have Dalet Amos, then you can be marchik 6 tfachim away from the vines, because the vines, after all, do not have a halacha like a vineyard, because it's Beisil Shita. And therefore, you would go 6 tfachim, and then you would plant from there till the wall. Okay? So it completely changes the whole.
But once again, we're not focused at all on the roots. This is classic here, because you can actually plant another min 2 amos away from the stem, but it's 6 amos away from the wall. And we're not concerned that the fact that there are two different minim within 2 tfachim. Yeah, the roots are
No, not within 2 tfachim. Within 6 tfachim. We're outside of 6 tfachim. No. You give 6 tfachim of avoda from the karam, from the roots.
Oh, okay.
No, you're not measuring the 6 tfachim from the wall. The 6 tfachim will come from the actual plant. Yeah.
So if in fact it turns out that the relics themselves, they're hanging over, okay? It doesn't seem as though anybody focuses in on how much they are overhanging.
As long as it's touching it, I don't think it has to hang, actually.
So with the Haritz before, we had the issue of them overhanging over it. That's what I'm saying. It's interesting. Here, it doesn't at all play into it.
Yeah, when he translated here by the Haritz, he said that you have it, your what was the language that he used, that you're...
What was the translation?
He had a translation he used over there. He trains the vines. That's what he wrote. The second line at the top. He trains the vines over the subsurface wall of the ditch.
As long as it's
hanging there, you know, as long as it's growing over there, it's good enough. I can't get into the details of how much it's hanging versus, you know, how little it's hanging. I'm not 100% sure over here. Yeah. It doesn't seem to make a difference. Yeah. Becoming of it is a karam. Now, this is the final. We've been talking about the whole Masechta. Now, we have finally a Mishnah that should have been probably the first line in the Masechta. Kamehi avodas hagefen. How far is the avoda? Shisha tfachim l'choruach. 6 tfachim in every direction for a single vine. Baruch Hashem, we finally have a Mishnah. Nun gimel. Tells us. And Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva Omer Shloisha Tvachim. He says you go 3 Tvachim in every direction. And that's the end of that Mishnah. The Kasha, I'll die to the Beis Shammai. So the question, the Gemara is really going to make a trivial comment over here. That we read the Mishnah, we said this right away. But the Gemara makes a little bit of a big deal out of this. The Gemara says, we started off saying that you have 5 vines leaning on a trellis, that becomes a vineyard. Beis Shammai holds that it's a vineyard even without the trellis. Below kachenu asur mishum karam, even without that Mishnah said earlier. So the Gemara answers, obviously, the Gemara is going to say the obvious answer on the next page, but yeah, Reb Shimon ben Lakish says a different answer. Reb Shimon ben Lakish says that we're talking about a crooked aris. So even though it says crooked aris, it doesn't mean crooked aris.
It doesn't mean that
trellis is crooked.
It means that the vines
are not straight. Exactly. So if you look at the picture, you've got 3 circles and 2 circles. So imagine all 5 of them have vines that are leaning on the trellis, but they're coming from different positions in the field. They're crooked. Okay? So therefore, so the Gemara is basically saying, so even Beis Shammai is going to also agree, because Beis Shammai's shita that when you have five vines, that it's a vineyard, that's only if they're in a straight row. But if they're one over here, and one over here, and one over here, then Beis Shammai doesn't hold it when we have a look like a vineyard, but because they're all leaning on the trellis, it does have a look like a gap.
It combines.
Okay, Stu?
That means, though, that the shita, I thought there was a, I thought that we said according to Beis Shammai, you needed a zonov as well.
No, not five.
Not five?
Not five. Five vines makes a gefen, a kerem.
And Beis Hillel says six, right?
Beis Hillel says two rows of three. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Three and two. I beg your pardon.
Three and two.
The one
two.
That's where the zonov comes in. That's correct.
That's sorry. Right. I got you. Okay, yeah. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, so that's right. Rish Lakish is saying this thing, this ba'aris ham ukam shanu, in ba'aris ham ukam shanu below gadar eno asr misham karem. And so that's what I told it, even according to Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, let's see, we're going to ask a question. Ma'ali zar ben tayim. It's like an interruption question. It's just basically a simple question. Are you allowed to plant in between the vines themselves, in other words, parallel to the vines. My answer is, the crooked ones are treated as though they're aligned. And yes, you're going to say it's mutter. So the Gemara answer is no. It doesn't mean bein time didn't mean, but I mean I told you what bein time meant ahead of time. But the Gemara thought in the having me bein time meant between the vines and the wall. The Gemara is saying, no, I didn't mean between the vines and the wall. Ma'aluzar ben ha'gfanim. It meant, what's the law? Parallel, even if it would be in a line, even if you had five that were in a line. So Gemara says, Gemara detamer gavem muksha, asluzar ben ha'gumas, of hacha asluzar ben ha'gfanim. So the Gemara says, just like we said by the melon, that you can't do, but you can't plant between the holes here too. Okay, we're going to hold it here, and we'll continue with the next answer. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, Nun Dalad, tomorrow.
Which bouquet should I put this on?
Right there.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting up. You can come right here.
Because in this last case, there